I'm Arun Van Gopal, and we're back with The Takeaway. In 2016, West Virginia faced some of the worst flooding on record. The National Weather Service called it a once-in-a-thousand-year flood. 4 years later, recovery efforts are still underway. And all the while, the region is once again seeing historic flooding. Just 2 weeks ago, West Virginia's Governor Jim Justice declared a state of emergency in seven counties. For more on this, we're joined by Brittany Patterson, energy and environment reporter at West Virginia Public Broadcasting and the Ohio Valley Resource. Brittany, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a sense of what happened in 2016 with the floods in West Virginia. What was the scope of the damage?
Yeah, it was late June 2016, and some of the communities in southern West Virginia started seeing really intense amounts of rainfall. In some places, more than 10 inches fell in just 12 to 18 hours. 23 people died. We had about 4,000 structures damaged, and we're talking millions of dollars in damage. And what really 2016 illustrates, I think, is the role that climate change is playing in flood events here in Appalachia. FEMA did a study, the Federal Emergency Management Administration did a study after the flood, and a lot of residents said they felt like a flood couldn't get this bad as it was. And they concluded, you know, that's not true, actually. This type of event is going to happen more frequently than previously thought.
So is climate change generally agreed upon as the cause, or is it more complicated than that?
Yeah, I mean, West Virginia is a really flood-prone state, perhaps the most flood-prone in the country. And, you know, part of it is our topography. We're a very mountainous state. And part of it is we get a lot of rainfall here. And a lot of it also has to do with the fact that because we are so mountainous, flat land is in short supply, and a lot of that flat land is in the floodplain, and that's where people often build. So we get a lot of flash flooding. We also have a lot of rivers, streams, and creeks, and they often overflow their banks as well. So it's kind of like multiple types of flooding in a really mountainous region, and that sort of all coalesces together to create the amount of flooding that we see here.
So that was 4 years ago, but the state is still dealing with the aftermath of those floods, right?
Yeah. A few months ago, I got really interested in trying to see where we are as far as recovery. And I visited a couple communities that are still rebuilding. And it's really interesting, you know, in a lot of these communities, you drive through and you see some houses that have been rebuilt. And you can tell because they're elevated like 8, 10, 12 feet off the ground. And they tower over their neighbors. And often they're sitting right next to homes that are abandoned and have big spray-painted X's on the windows, and those are awaiting being torn down. You know, a lot of local governments that I spoke to do feel like they learned a lot from the flood and that they are better prepared. But there was also a lot of uncertainty as far as, is their infrastructure, has it been rebuilt in a way that could handle something like 2016 again?
Has the federal government been picking up the tab for a lot of this recovery?
Yeah. Here in West Virginia, the amount of federal dollars that flowed in after the 2016 flood, it was actually so much that local and state officials had never really, they weren't prepared to handle that level of help. But it is important to remember that a lot of people think that federal disaster money makes someone whole. And that is not what it is designed to do. And so if you're in a place that doesn't really stress getting flood insurance or is really honed in with the National Flood Insurance Program, you know, FEMA or HUD dollars can help, but they often won't allow you to rebuild or to be made whole again. And that can be a real challenge in a place like Appalachia, where we do have higher rates of poverty. And so, you know, there's less of a cushion for people to be able to rebuild after a flood event.
Brittany Patterson is the energy and environment reporter at West Virginia Public Broadcasting and the Ohio Valley Resource. Brittany, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.